background. When addressing a given problem, designers spend a lot of time identifying patterns of interactivity. These patterns occur on many levels. For example, how is the user going to interact with a new product? Or how does this new design outcome interact with its situating environment? There are also other considerations, like how the different parts of the product interact with each other, and what is the impact of the interaction. These questions have to be contextualized and addressed during the design process for the outcomes to be considered a success. In engaging with the questions of interactivity, this project prompts you to develop your own abilities to contextually locate interactivity and build on your knowledge of the design process. The project allows you to further your creative abilities by purposefully setting up tensions and altering context, and asking you to engage with environments and situations you would normally not consider. The project prompts a wider range of analysis. In confrontation with the unusual, the brief forces you to think outside the box, a skill often considered a survival tool of the designer. In attending to the needs of the other through the process of interactivity, you are required to reevaluate your own notions of what constitutes an interactive experience online.
Insight. As human begins, we interact all the time, from most minute observations of fleeting moments to high complex discussions with many senders and receivers of the messages. We consider it part of human nature. However, what precisely are those interactive exchanges between groups of people? Ultimately, online interactivity should provide the same extent of the experience the physical world does. However, it is not the case. Take, for example, a site which is an online digital mixing desk. The visual elements are there, the audio inputs are pretty close to reality. However, the process of interacting with the equipment does not compare to any real experiences of old-fashioned mixing desk. The movement of a mouse does not provide the experience of moving volume sliders. The action prompted by a change of music on an online site can be affected by the speed of transition, whereas on a mixing desk it is more or less instantaneous. Such investigations of the actual process of interactivity can translate into a discussion on loop-like negotiation between the author and the multiplicity of readers, a process of reciprocity. Objectives. The aim of this project is to enhance your design process abilities by providing an opportunity to experience alternative methods of arriving at a solution. The project also aims to question some of the more conventional notions of which constitutes interactivity by looking at such concepts as a journey. In addition, to realise this project, you will strive to question appropriateness of technology to communicate the interactive patterns.
Task. To begin your journey, you choose a location along River Thames that you would like to investigate. Once you have familiarized yourself with the site, you need to look at the possible journey this location can offer. Don't forget that the project takes 6 weeks, so you should choose a journey that will be interesting to you and will pose a challenge. The journey can represent a contemporary experience or provide an insight into the future, a fictional event at your current chosen location in 100 years' time. When you have decided on the type of the journey that you're going to connote, revisit your location and record all the prompts that will communicate the experience. Your record of the location can be visual and verbal. However, think about the level of detail that you will note down, since your final experience might become too confusing. The key here is to be rigorous with the observation of the key points within the journey. Once you have mapped out your journey, create storyboards that translate into a structural map of your journey. Since your final outcome will solely consist of oral interaction mapped on a static sketch and cannot include any animation or other visual prompts, your storyboards will be in form of schematics indicating the patterns of interactivity. In the process of working out your storyboards, you will decide who the journey targets. It will be the interactivity between the site and the user that will reveal the nature of the targeted reader. Once you have designed your structures of interactivity, you will create a sketch that will form the basis of the interaction. It can be the sketch of the location you have been investigating, but be careful because you don't want to make the match between the drawing and the sound journey too obvious or explicit, as you need to maintain interest and engagement. This process requires you to do the opposite of that which you did in the previous project on rereading the book. The sound is the journey, and the sketch only facilitates the user's interaction.